there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday, and you know what that means. We made it to a Friday. It is a Meat Friday. I just found out from Tyler, the moderator, Tyler, the creator, barbecued pulled chicken sandwiches, smoked mac and cheese, and corn dogs. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Absolutely not. Welcome to the program, and we got a busy show here. Dalvin Cook, free agent running back, visiting the Jets and the Patriots. He'll join us. We'll talk to Tom Verducci because now it's official. Shohei Ohtani was taken off the trading block. I don't know if he was ever on the trade block, but we'll talk to Tom Verducci, who broke that story. Kirk Cousins, Minnesota Vikings quarterback, friend of the show, will stop by. And feels like the Netflix series with him and Patrick Mahomes and Marcus Mariota, I think he's benefited the most because it kind of humanized Kirk Cousins. He's not just that quarterback. It's the person behind that quarterback, or who is that quarterback. And I think people, I don't want to say empathize or sympathize, but I think they understand that Kirk Cousins overachieved. Fourth-round draft pick, went to Washington. Washington drafted RG3. And I remember talking to Kurt after he was drafted. He's like, why there? Like, you just drafted your quarterback, and I'm a fourth-round pick. And I think he was really despondent over that because he thought, I'm not going to get a chance to play. And then RG3, who started out great, got hurt, and Kurt got his opportunity. He'll join us a little bit later on. The actor Bryan Cranston will stop by. It's not going to be the typical conversation here. I want to know about the Screen Actors Guild, the strike that's going on, and this is going to affect us. It, you know, some way, somehow, at some point, the shows that are going to be, you know, waiting to be developed, what happens now with streaming as we move forward. And I just thought, you know what, let me hear from Brian, certainly well-respected actor, and let us know exactly what is going on with the strike, with the Screen Actors Guild. That'll be a little bit later on as well. Got a scare yesterday. Not a scare, but at least a, oh my God. It's a social media scare. I see Joe Burrow and the word Achilles, and I go, oh, no. So that's trending. If it would have said Joe Burrow calf, and then I thought, okay, maybe somebody would name their calf Joe Burrow in Ohio or something along those lines, like nothing serious. But Joe Burrow Achilles, question mark, now you got my attention. And then you know, you start to do a little deeper dive, and then you call somebody and you go, how serious is this? Oh, you know, got a sore calf, and that's it. When they said carted off, and now there's different ways to be carted off. We've seen that. We can have the Damar Hamlin carted off. Or we can have the, hey, can I get a ride? I'm limping a little bit. Let me lean on the cart here. And it felt like it was a little more like that, that Joe Burrow. And here we are waiting for Joe to sign his new contract. And just a little bit of a scare there. But Joe Burrow, I guess, he's not going to play in the preseason. But it's more of just, we saw this video. And I think that was what was like, we're so used to seeing that. And then Jalen Ramsey gets hurt. We don't see the video, but that's serious. He's got to have knee surgery here. And he's with the Dolphins, but we didn't have video of that, but we did with Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow will be fine. And I don't know how long before he comes back, but you got time on your side at least right now. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app and our radio affiliates around the country. LeBron James' son was discharged from the hospital. No other information on that. Shohei Ohtani did it again with his arm and with his bat. A shutout, a one-hit shutout, and then two home runs in game two of a doubleheader against Detroit. Not a bad day. You know, that's where you put in your time, and maybe you deserve a couple of paychecks as the pitcher, then the hitter. And yes, when you start to look at this, has anybody ever done this? It's really, really rare when a pitcher is also a great hitter, a one hitter, a complete game, and then a couple of home runs for Shohei Ohtani. Stat of the day is always brought to you by the great folks at Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. And this hour brought to you by Kings Hawaiian. They want to make every Sunday Slider Sunday. And why not? KingsHawaiian.com. Seton O'Connor, what's the poll question? Or are we going with Todd with his passive-aggressive ones? And also, Todd has sent me a tweet that he's nervous about. Yesterday, if you were with us in the last hour of the show, Darius Rucker, country star, joined us. He's going to pay off the bet for seat next Friday in Connecticut, Bridgeport, Connecticut. We'll be on stage in front of 18,000 people. He will sing two Hall & Oates songs. And now Todd is nervous because he's hearing from the Hall & Oates community, the country community. Oh, my God, Todd, I am so with Seton. Do not cowboy costume for Darius. He'll be cool just letting you come on stage and singing some classic Hall & Oates. If you come in with a 10-gallon hat and chaps, it will be a farce and a disservice to Hall & Oates. Yes, Seton.
Well, it somehow started to take the tone over the course of yesterday as things really, we talked about Todd singing more, like Todd lost the bet somehow, despite winning.
It started to feel that way.
I didn't understand how that shift was happening because he was clearly losing as the day went on.
I'm just about content, Seton, not winning and losing.
Mm-hmm.
We all win when there's good content. And Todd being up there with his 10-gallon hat, his big belt buckle, his cowboy boots. That's not good, huh?
okay. Not for Todd.
Okay, but let's look at this for content here. Okay, that's I want you to vote for content for this show. I'm going to ask a show of hands for the other side of the glass here. Who thinks Todd dressing up in his cowboy outfit is good content for our show? Paulie? Holy, that's it.
So far, the two meanest people think that it's good content.
Thank you, by the way. Clearly, it's good content. Mm-hmm. It's not good for Todd, necessarily.
Which begs the question, what is the objective, assuming you're all in support of me doing a good job and not being a total disaster farce to be made fun of, what is the point of what's supposed to happen
what
next
is
Friday?
It is a country environment. It's a country
right, but I'm not
star.
Singing Garth Brooks or Alan Jackson or George
well
Strait
no you
or...
chose to discredit the country community by singing Hall & Oates. Can you sing some country music?
I probably could. I've been practicing the Hall & Oates ones, but I like country music a lot, actually.
Well, why don't you do one Hall & Oates and then one country? Could do that.
I'll look into that.
All right, thank you, Todd. But if you don't want to wear that, then don't wear that. I mean, it's your choice.
Well, the funny thing is yesterday afternoon when I got first thing I did when I got back from the show was I started looking through the country western shirts and trying to find out where my boots and hat were. So I'll do whatever. I just have to, you know, decide what's the best idea. But I did start looking at possible
outfits. Yeah, you don't have to. I'm just saying what I want. And that's, you know, a disaster, you know, something that is...
That's comforting.
Great content.
Don't go on stage in front of 18, 20,000 people. I really hope this is the worst thing that could possibly happen.
No.
Yeah.
I think that...
To get the words, he's going to be off key. They're going to boo him. He's going to cry. This is great.
Yes.
We better have those cameras rolling for Monday's show.
Yes.
The look-in.
Yes. That's what we want. But if you don't want to wear that and you just want to sing Hall & Oates, then that's fine. You know, you've earned that right. You won the bet. You get to sing whatever you want. You're the one that keeps sending me tweets of people who are responding. So therefore, I'm just letting everybody know.
I try not to get
this a burner account.
I try not to get affected by the social media thing. But when you start seeing a bunch of these, what do you think? You can't wear cowboy boots.
Okay, but you don't. Darius will have cowboy boots on.
As a Grammy Award winning country star, that would probably make sense for him to wear country related clothes.
Okay, but there are a lot of people who aren't performing who will be wearing cowboy boots.
Well, they get dressed up like Tay-Tay. You know, you get dressed up like it's Halloween.
It's not like Todd, when he's worn this country outfit in the past, we've credited his authenticity while wearing that outfit. We've been like, dude, you look like an idiot. Nobody wears that stuff. And now we're trying to let, now it's somehow supposed to lend credibility to the moment where Todd, see, you blend right in.
Frank Williams Jr., Monday Night Football says, what are you doing exactly?
Yes, Paul.
Dan, we could go the other way and let Todd choose what he's going to wear. First of all, I hope he sings very well. And I hope it's just an awesome two songs. But because Todd may show up to a country western concert in like cargo shorts, tube socks, and a T-shirt. Because country singers don't wear shorts, generally.
Yes, he.
Todd was, I didn't know that was a rule. Todd was allowed to wear whatever he wanted when he threw the first pitch out in Milwaukee. And that was a gift that keeps on giving.
I was thinking about going with something similar to that.
That was, nobody could have predicted that outfit.
Yeah.
That was.
I shouldn't have worn white. If it would have been a darker color, I think I could have pulled it off.
Okay.
I would have gone black or navy blue.
All right. I'm not going to overanalyze this. I want you to wear what you're comfortable wearing. I hope that you knock it out of the park. I hope that you get a standing ovation when you're out there.
I want it to be fun. I want us all to have a good time, and hopefully it won't be a disaster. And even though we can poke fun at things for the show Monday, I hope it'll be good.
I think you're better at singing than being a stand-up comedian. So I'm hopeful that you'll have a better performance than you did at Caroline's in New York.
That's very kind of you to say.
And I
know ultimately you guys will have my back.
And I did root for you. I rooted for you when you were up there. Like, when you hurt, I hurt.
That means a lot. I would hate to think that you guys are all whispering to each other while I'm on stage, like, oh, this is going to be a disaster, it's going to be great.
Todd, I want this to go one of two directions, okay? If it's spectacular, that's awesome. If it's spectacularly bad, that's awesome.
It really needs to be one or the other, though, for content purposes.
No,
it's just a mediocre average night.
I mean, if it's just okay, I'm not rooting for okay, but... I mean, I got you this opportunity.
And I'm thrilled and excited and appreciative, just like performing in New York and L.A. for the comedy.
And you do what you need to do to be comfortable up there. I just thought you do have a country outfit. You've worn it before. And if you don't want to wear it and you think that we'll be laughing at you.
Says with a giggle.
You hear what Dan's doing, by the way? No, wear whatever you want. No.
It's a psychological do the opposite thing.
You do whatever you want.
Don't wear it.
No. Wear whatever you want when you get on stage in front of 18,000 people and Darius Rucker.
In hopes that it'll be far worse than just wearing
whatever I pick. I just said, I hope it's spectacular and great. Standing ovation. Maybe, you know, somebody says, do you want to come down to the Grand Ole Opry? That's really what I'm looking for.
Well, Oates' agent sends a note. You know, you should come up with them sometime when they're in Philly.
Or they might say, could you refrain from
doing... Could be a lawsuit.
It could be.
Don't ever do that again.
By the way, it's cover songs today. That's the music. The rejoin music will be cover songs. And there's so many options. I think I surprised Marvin with mine.
Very much so, yes.
Yeah. Yes, Eaton.
This person just tweeted, when someone says they're a country music fan and then they drop a country and western, it's a sure sign they're not country music fans.
Pauly threw a western in there.
Oh, Paul, Todd did as well.
Oh, Todd too?
Yeah.
Well,
don't they refer to as country western bars and saloons?
No.
Denim and Diamonds?
They used to. Growing up, it was country. That music was country and western.
Yeah, in the 60s, 70s, there was a big turn.
Now it's just country.
Like in the Bonanza days, I guess, or something.
But you wear whatever you want to wear, Todd.
I'm not sure how to process what you're saying right now.
You know what I would do? I would maybe ask your wife. How about that?
First thing she's going to see when she comes in is all across the bed, all these different cowboy shirts and boots and outfits and things.
So. That's going to help the weekend, I think, if you know what I mean.
You know what?
Hey, cowboy. Yeah.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
What?
That's country or Western?
Yeah.
You can only choose one.
Yeah. Do you want to be country or Western?
I think I'm going to go more country on that.
Okay. If you want to wear a cowboy hat, great. Boots, great. You don't have to. Be comfortable.
Roller skates and a skirt and I'm going to kind of braid my hair a little bit. That's something wacky.
What?
Well, the idea is for me to look as stupid as possible. I'm trying to think of what, like a cheerleader outfit with pom-poms.
Why are you making a mockery of this, Todd?
Because I'm hoping everybody is cheering for me. I know you'll be pretending to at least, but I don't know what's really going on behind
closed doors. All right, so we got a busy show coming up. We'll take a break here, settle on our poll question. Oh, boy. We could be headed in a different direction today. I mean, I have no idea here.
We're already there.
You think so? All right, let's take a break. We'll get phone calls coming up and a few other items to dive into, including Shohei Ohtani's day, the doubleheader in Detroit. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right. I picked it because about 2 months ago, I found out it was a cover.
Oh, okay. And who recorded it originally?
A young woman by the name of Gloria Jones here. I'll play a little.
It's Marvin's. We're doing cover songs today. Yeah, Paul.
Can we play a little game here? Which version do you like better with each of these? Because I'd never heard that one. It's pretty damn good.
Okay.
Huh.
Well, I hate the soft cell version, so I definitely like Gloria's better.
Okay. All right. Todd, what about you?
I'm going to go soft cell all the
way.
Okay.
That's what I thought. Emphasis on soft. What are the poll options today? Seton O'Connor or Fritzy?
Well, we got two up there already.
Okay.
We have, what should Todd wear to sing with Darius Rucker? Cowboy boots and a hat or his normal clothes? We also put up there, Joe Burrow should return to practice as soon as he can or when he gets a contract.
Well, if I'm his agent, don't you? You already know what the car cost. If you're going to the dealership and they go, this is what the price is. Well, you know, we'd like to have a little bit. No, no, no. This is the price of the car. We don't need to finagle anything. You don't need to negotiate. Just basically say, all right, how much more than Justin Herbert are we going to get? Because I would want that if I'm Joe Burrow or Joe Burrow's agent, that you still are under contract there. But let's just get past this. Everybody knows that we're going to get more than Justin Herbert is. Question is, how much? You know, we can finish this by this afternoon. Yeah, Paulie.
I could see that exactly. What's the wait? We know what Joe Burrow has done compared to Justin Herbert. Just ask for a couple bucks more and let's put this one to bed. I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Well, it is the Bengals. Once again, I always caution people with the Bengals. And then I don't know if Joe Burrow goes, hey, I'm going to sign this contract, but I want to make sure that I take care of T. Higgins and that we're able to keep everybody together. Because if you look at the Bengals' window, their window of opportunity is different than teams like the Eagles or the Chiefs. Because are you going to spend that money? You're going to spend it on the other players. You're going to eventually lose those players. Whereas the Chiefs have done a good job in keeping as many people as possible. Tyreek Hill, you know, that's an exorbitant contract. The Eagles trying to keep everybody as well. So the Bengals might be in a different window there of winning now, because you're probably going to lose maybe T. Higgins. Maybe, you know, they re-signed Joe Mixon. But I'm just kind of curious what their view is of this window the next couple of years building around Joe Burrow. 877-3DP Show, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Logan in Cincinnati. Hi, Logan. What's on your mind?
Dan, I am a longtime fan. It's great to talk to you this morning. I just wanted to say, it's just like having the city have a collective gasp when they put that on the radio and TV with Joe going down. But it's, so I just wanted to say, I hope maybe us listeners get to vote on Fritzy's outfit and song. And I would like to place the first vote for Fritzy dressed up as the cowboy from Village People. And I want to hear a country version of Man Eater.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Logan in Cincinnati. That's unlikely, but you can vote. But I guess you should be wearing Fritzy. Is that what we're doing?
See, yeah, they're entitled to vote. I'll ultimately decide what I'm going to wear.
Ultimately,
I'm curious to see what people think.
Yeah. Well, you did send me a couple of tweets today, so you do care what people are saying.
Absolutely.
Okay. Buddha.
Just so you know, right now, 62% say he should wear cowboy boots and a hat.
And nothing else. That's the awkward
while
part.
While juggling bowling pins.
Huh?
While juggling bowling pins. I'm just trying to make it as wacky and strange as possible.
No. Don't play the victim here.
Not playing the victim.
You know what? Maybe I should tell Darius that you don't want to do it.
Why would you go to that extreme? I'm just... Well,
it seems... Because you go to the extreme. Like, oh, now you want me with the bowling pins. Whatever you want to do, I thought it would be fun. You dressed up in your cowboy outfit, which you've done before. That was all. You can wear whatever you want to wear.
So the poll question should be, is this fun or funny that we're trying on stage looking?
You know what? My bad.
That seems fair.
My bad.
I
gave you a lifetime opportunity. My bad. All right? My bad.
Now you're getting a little sensitive.
No. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm overly sensitive to you, and I'm not.
I'm entitled to at least ask what's the goal of me going on stage. What are we hoping to accomplish? And it sounds more and more like for it to be the biggest disaster ever. It would be something everybody would rejoice in, and I think it's fair for me to feel that way. But I'm still going to try my best, and hopefully it'll be okay.
You just wear whatever you want to wear. I'm not going to bring this up again. Okay. I want you to be comfortable, and that's it. My bad. I made this a big deal. My bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Rock me, mama, like a wagon.
Kayton?
My bad.
My bad. It is.
This is not supposed to be an awkward or uncomfortable thing. It's a very exciting, fun thing.
Yeah. But when you got up at Caroline's, it was awkward. Right?
It was awkward.
Okay.
It wasn't meant to be. It was supposed to be. People were supposed to laugh. But then once again, we rejoiced in my failure on stage. That's my point.
They did make people laugh. Just not.
Hence goal of
More at than with.
It was just a club. It was not a comedy club.
Wow, you had a lot of guts to go up there, but that was fantastic that nobody laughed.
It was.
But it took a lot of guts to go up there, but that was so awesome.
Todd, I respect, I could not do it, but you didn't do well. I'm trying to get you back up there.
I started cursing and it was bad.
Did I reach out to Sandler and David Spade and Rob Schneider and
make
said,
dreams come true?
Would you write some jokes? And you said no, because you didn't want anybody to get credit if you're funny.
I was very stubborn. Do you want to feel like that you made people laugh based on something that you created and came up with?
Compromise his artistic principles.
Okay. Once again, my bad.
Like a ventriloquist.
My bad.
Read his joke.
My bad. I want you to wear whatever you want to wear, Todd. I do. Be comfortable and be great. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Nobody. Oh, my God. I could barely get that out. I am giggling like a little kindergartner, Dan. You guys are the best. I love you guys. You know, DP, you're not wrong about the content and the Boot Barn outfit. You're not wrong. But I got to side with Seton. We can't lead the calf to slaughter, Dan. I mean, Christy going out there with his plums and his gut and he's got it all tucked in. I don't know if that's the best. He won the bet, Dan. I mean,
I know.
I'm with you, but he won the bet.
My job is content. Maybe I need to have my job also factor in feelings. And we're once again, whatever Todd wants to do, I want him to be comfortable. And I hope he's great. That's it. Yes, Seton.
Yeah. Okay.
I do. I want you to do great.
I'm getting some nice tweets about how Seton has my back. You know, the back row is sticking together.
I don't know if that helped you today.
I took it as a good thing.
Seton's also the guy who said he'd like to put a partition up whenever he's around you.
It's not all great back here, but it was one of those things where he's like, you know what? You know, we don't have to make him look like a total fool. Let his singing make him look like a fool. We don't have to have both of those things happen.
So the guy who's got your back put up a partition because he didn't want you coughing on him.
He was concerned
about
getting
sick. And he's got your back. Yeah, he's got your back.
There are a lot of people. That's the world we live in these days. No one wants to get sick. That's not fun.
Oh, nobody wants to get sick?
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you, Todd. Let's see. Andrew in Washington. I'm going to have a great day today, just to let you know.
You should have a great day today. It's Friday. We've got some great food cooking on the Traeger Grill. Next Friday is going to be awesome.
Andrew in Washington joins us. Hi, Andrew.
Friday, Fritzy, in full effect. Wow. I've never seen it this strong. Anyways, guys, happy Meat Friday. Hope you guys have a great weekend. But I was wondering, Dan, do you think that we will ever see baseball allow another Shohei Ohtani, a player that does both pitching and hitting great? Yesterday's doubleheader was an all-timer. None of us in our lifetime have ever seen anybody pitch a complete game and then go up and hit two home runs in the same day. So that was just great to see. But on the other market of Friday Fritzy, just to get him riled up again, what's his angle to get Aaron Rodgers on the show next time he reaches out to him after yesterday's debacle?
Oh, I don't know. We'll reach out through somebody else. But, Todd will follow up with Aaron Rodgers.
Talk some Jets. When are you going to get that $33.7 million back? You know, just the regular topics. How far are they going to go in the AFC East?
Shohei Ohtani, the first player in baseball history to throw a shutout in one half of a doubleheader and homer in the other. Just the fifth player since 1900 to throw a shutout and hit two home runs on the same day. The last to do so, Sonny Siebert of the Boston Red Sox, 1971. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Mark in Pennsylvania. Hi, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. What's going up?
Hey, bud.
That's my tribute to your interview with Dibs and Tommy Lasorda.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Hey. Yes, a long time, first time. Anyways, growing up, I was a huge fan of Tommy's. But anyway, is Shohei the best player we've ever seen?
I don't think he's the best, but he is the most unique. There's other people who are better hitters, and there are other pitchers who are better. But the combination, that just makes him unique. And he's better than Babe Ruth when you're doing both of those at the same time. And to do it now, no, it's a treat to watch him. I think it's easy to fall back on the, well, you know, in my day, or I remember when. Shohei Ohtani is spectacular. It's like when Tiger Woods burst onto the scene and some of the, you know, the veterans on the PGA Tour, oh, let's see what happens when this kid gets on tour. And then they went, uh-oh. You know, you could probably look at that. Oh, let me see if Ohtani can pitch and hit Major League Baseball. And then all of a sudden you watch and you go, ooh, uh-oh. Bo Jackson, oh, he's going to try to play both baseball and football. Good luck with that. And then all of a sudden we go, oh, there's certain athletes that come along and you go, I'm not going to fight this. This is something special. And we've certainly seen that. Ryan in South Dakota. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Just speaking of Aaron Rodgers, since you're having Kirk Cousins and Dalvin Cook both on the show today, I was wondering if you can negotiate some type of deal where Kirk takes a pay cut and Dalvin comes back to the Vikings.
That's not happening, but Dalvin Cook will be joining us coming up at the top of the hour. And Aaron Rodgers giving money back would mean, and I think the report is that the Jets and Dalvin Cook are $1 million apart. Well, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I just say, I'll give you $1 million. Here's $1 million back. I want Dalvin Cook in the backfield there. And this is about Aaron Rodgers winning now. And that's why I think giving that money back, whether he gets it on the back end or not, he's saying, get the players in there that I need because I want to win a championship. And we talked to Mike Florio yesterday. And sometimes reality gets in the way of something that could be fun or we like to dream about. And it's like, how many teams from the AFC East are going to make the playoffs? And Mike said, if you don't win the division, given how difficult the schedules are going to be, you're not going to get into the playoffs. There's a chance that whoever wins the division is the only team out of the AFC East to make the playoffs. Because if you're playing against the NFC East and the AFC West, well, there's some really good teams that you're going to be facing. And then you face each other in the AFC East. So you got Miami twice, you got New England twice, and you got Buffalo twice. You open the season against Buffalo. If you have 11 wins, you're probably winning that division. But if you're not up there, you're not going to qualify for the other wild card spots. And that's something just to keep an eye on. As much as we look at this and go, you could have three teams from the AFC East make the playoffs. You could, but that seems to be highly unlikely. Any other poll questions, suggestions?
I can update you on what ones we got up there right now.
Well,
Dan.
Okay.
Would you like that?
Sure.
How would you like that?
Okay.
Joe Burrow, he should return to practice as soon as he can or when he gets a contract. Right now, 71% of the audience are saying when he gets a contract.
Did you hear Kyle Shanahan yesterday? He was talking about if Brock Purdy, you know, when he got hurt and they needed a quarterback in the playoffs. And here is the 49ers head coach, Kyle Shanahan, on plan B.
Man, I hope Brock's not as bad as they're saying. And what's going to be our plan B? We're going to have to go get Phillip Rivers, someone like that, for the Super Bowl, because that's what I'm thinking, because I didn't think Jimmy was going to be ready. And all I'm thinking is, man, I hope Brock's not as bad as they're saying. And I hope someone like Phillip Rivers is working out and ready to go here in 2 weeks, because that's still our plan.
How wild is that? Plan B, Phillip Rivers. Sure. I mean, it's not plan B because it's Brock Purdy and Kyle or Jimmy Garoppolo. So it'd be plan C, I guess. And you would have brought in Phillip Rivers to be the quarterback on your team. That's not bad. Imagine if Phillip Rivers got a ring. How many games did you play? One. Yeah, that was it. That's all I needed to play. Win the Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley was holding a press conference, got in front of the media, and the Giants running back talked about the state of running backs.
I'm all about my teammates and my brothers getting paid. I'm all about success coming to them. Even though my situation didn't go the way that I would like it to go, Andrew Thomas signed a big deal, Daniel signed a big deal, Dex signed a big deal. That's deserving. Those guys deserve it. I'm so happy for them. But what I will say for the running back position, there's a lot of running backs out here that are key point to having teams have success in this league. And the way that we are getting devalued, I don't think it's not fair at all. But life's not fair, and hopefully, God willing, I stay healthy so I can show them, but I can tell them.
Yeah. There's nothing anybody can do. Well, it just can't. Nothing you're going to be able to do. You just have to play well, and then maybe you get an owner who goes, you know what, I want to take care of you. Jerry Jones did this with Zeke Elliott. Would I advise it? No, you're running a business. Yes, they're players, they're your players, and they're going to move on to another team. You know, I liken it to, you know, in my business, when I was at ESPN, you had ESPN friends when you were at ESPN, or when I was at NBC, you had NBC friends, and then all of a sudden you move on, and then you realize it's a business friendship. Saquon Barkley has a business friendship, probably with ownership there. Hey, we love you. Until what? You want more money? You don't play as well? You get injured? We have to trade you? It's transactional. And that's the way you have to view this. Players, it's personal. Owners, it's business. And if I'm an owner, I try not to complicate the two. Don't confuse the two. I'm running a business. You should know I'm running a business. But it's different. The running backs are going, what about us? Well, the owners are going, and what do you want us to do? Because if I'm going to give you money, then I'm going to take it away from this guy over here. How do you think that's going to go over? Take a break. Play of the day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
The play of the day.
Check this out.
This would be the first complete game shutout, and there it is. Shohei Ohtani goes all nine.
And there it is. First career complete game shutout for the Unicorn.
Oh, he got another one. Get going. Ohtani has done it again. Santa Maria. Complete game shutout. Check. Two homers in the nightcap. Check.
Courtesy of Bally Sports West. That's your play of the day. Get fired up for epic meals this summer with gear from Traeger. Portable grills for upcoming tailgate season. Portable grills for camping and fishing. They got the Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. They got the new Ironwood Grill. Check out the full lineup. Murderers Row there. TraegerGrills.com. Make wood-fired cooking easy. Start shopping and grilling at Traeger.com. So that's the Righteous Brothers who did that. And then Hall & Oates covered that, Todd. You've lost that.
That is correct. I believe that was 1980, and Righteous Brothers did it like in 1965. And I just think that was a really nice job.
Give me the original. Good stuff. Good stuff. I don't know if they were friends at the end of their life for some reason.
Righteous Bros?
Yeah.
One was a little too righteous.
A little self-righteous, if you know what I mean.
Wow, look at you guys.
Did one of the Righteous Brothers' daughters date Axl Rose?
Oh. Let's go with it.
I don't know. That's once just kind of floated into my head there. I think it was one of those duos from the 60s, and maybe Axl Rose dated his daughter. I could have just made that up. Yeah Paul.
Aaron Everly.
The Everly Brothers.
There you go.
Okay.
This is Axl's first wife.
Oh, okay. I'm good at Trivial Pursuit sometimes when it's like nobody's going to know that, and I'll be like, I know that.
That song was a number one hit for the
Pie.
Righteous Brothers.
All right, we're doing covers today. Shohei Ohtani spoke yesterday, and this is his interpreter on the reaction to the Angels taking Ohtani off the trading block.
From the beginning, I was my plan was to finish strong this season with the Angels. So nothing's really going to change mentally, but all the people talking around about the trades, that's going to be all gone. So I feel like I could just focus on taking this team to the playoffs.
Okay, that's Ohtani's interpreter. That he has planned on being with the Angels till the end of the season, test the free agent market. This is what we heard in spring training. He wants to win, expects to be there, and he's earned the right to experience free agency, which is true. And now you run the risk. If you're going to keep him, you run the risk. If he decides, you know, somebody may come in and go, we're going to give you this. And then Artie Moreno is going to be trying to compete with, you know, the money the Dodgers have or the Yankees have. And then does he want to pony up that money? And then you could have $1 billion invested in Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, and nothing really to show for it. Yes, Todd.
How fast would the interpreter get fired if he said, Shohei says, get me out of here. I cannot be an Angel anymore. Anywhere but the Angels. Thank you. Please.
That would be funny if he went rogue and just said, I'm kidding you.
My last day is Tuesday with the Angels, no matter what.
I want to be a Dodger. Yeah, that would be good. Keeper's Heart, our new partner. Award-winning Irish whiskey, Irish American whiskey. Nobody's done that before. So the rich heritage of Irish and American whiskeys, and put them together. Master distiller Brian Nation, who's responsible for Jameson. He now is the genius behind Keeper's Heart. So the New World style brings together smoothness and richness of Irish whiskey and the boldness and complexity of American whiskey. It's called Keeper's Heart. Ask for it. Let's see. Mike in Santa Barbara. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. I was wondering if you remembered making the video of Hootie's song, I Only Want to Be With You, with Keith Olbermann back in the day.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Maybe one of the...
All righty. Yeah, I do remember doing that video when we were at SportsCenter. We thought Hootie and the Blowfish were going to stop in to SportsCenter that day, and then we were told that they went up to Massachusetts to like a golf company so they could get free golf clubs instead of coming to SportsCenter. And then we recorded our bit from SportsCenter for I Only Want to Be With You. Yes, Paulie.
Was Hootie and the Blowfish famous, about to be famous, when they asked you guys to do it? Were you aware who they were?
Oh, yeah.
Because that was pretty early in the process.
Well, we weren't going to do something. We didn't know who the band was.
But I was wondering, because that's one of their, I think that's like their third song that hit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We were well aware. Well aware. Scott in Pennsylvania. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind?
Hi, Pirates fan, first time caller, 510-185. I'm thinking that for a pitcher to hit, they don't have to hit as well as Ohtani. They just have to hit better than the DH on their team.
Okay.
And so if you got a guy in your bullpen or any pitcher on your staff, he hits better than your DH, why not? I'm a Pirates fan. They just drafted Paul Skeens. He was a catcher his first 2 years in college, as well as a pitcher, and hit with power. Do you let a guy like that in spring training, during the season, work out as a hitter and see what he's got, and maybe he gets a chance?
Oh, I have no problem with that, because most of your pitchers were probably shortstops growing up. They were the best player on the team. Usually, that's the lineage. And if you said somebody wanted to, they could supply another bat or another arm, I'd be crazy not to, you know, entertain that. And we may look at the Ohtani effect 15 years down the road and go, God, look, we got seven guys who are pitching and hitting. And look at what happened when the Dream Team came to the Olympics and what that meant for basketball around the world. It changed the world. Changed the basketball world. Because everybody saw this and then they wanted that. They wanted to compete with that. They wanted to play like that. Coming up next hour, Dalvin Cook on the possibility of signing with the Jets. He'll join us. And the great actor Bryan Cranston stops by. Hour two on this Meet Friday on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.